We're here at halftime on the WCC Network. David Gentile joined by Bronco men's soccer senior Sam Agosti. And Sam, preseason in the books, first two matches in the books. Give me your overall takeaway on how the early part of 2019 is going for you and the team.
So as a senior, I've been here 4 years, so I've had four preseasons now. And this preseason, it's definitely felt different. It's felt like the whole team's more bought into the program, but into the work that's necessary more than I've ever seen before. Feels like everyone's just really committed. Everyone came in so fit. Everyone spent their summers doing the right stuff, and it feels like that's what's made the difference, and it's been shown in our record so far.
So you can put in that extra work over the summertime and get you into good shape in preseason to start out the year. What sort of things did you key in on as you got to work over the summer?
So I was in a different role in the summer, so I was kind of working on my defensive work. I was with the Sounders U23 team, with Miles, actually. We both lived there together. And so as a center mid, you have to kind of work on your offense and defense, but I was given a chance to work on the defensive side and kind of playing a six and working on distribution and that, more of that side of the role.
For this group, what do you think was the difference in mentality, and when did you really start to notice that, hey, you know, we're putting in a lot of work in the offseason, so we're going to see some dividends for this early in the year?
I think people have two options in the summer. You can either relax and take your time and reset, or you can continue the grind and keep going and keep working every day or almost every day to stay in shape. And I think for most of the guys, the second option is what they chose, and that was reflected as soon as we got to captain's practice pretty much. Almost the whole team was here earlier than was mandatory. It was like 2 weeks earlier for captain's practice or something, and everyone was here already in shape, already bought in and already committed, and it was just great to see.
Showed in the first game that you guys had, good 3-0 win over Holy Cross, and you also got your first goal as a Bronco in that match. Take me through that goal and then just what the feeling was like getting your first goal as a senior.
So I saw a long ball over the top to the keeper, so I felt like a good choice to press. And then when I pressed, the keeper actually took a touch that it went by me and went to Julian. And then he took a good shot, and I just happened to be there for the clearance. I didn't actually see it go in. My face was in the dirt, but...
You just had to hear the cheers and the reaction of your teammates, and you're like, all right, there we go, I got one.
Yeah, right.
Talking with Santa Clara's Sam Agosti here at halftime on the WCC Network. Soccer's been a long time game for you. You were telling me before we started the interview that you could kick a ball as soon as you could walk around 1 year old. What do you remember about soccer being a part of your childhood and really just taking a liking to the game?
It's really just, I can't remember a single point in my life where I didn't have it. I was kicking a ball as soon as I could walk. I was in these little kid training sessions as soon as I was legally allowed to be. I was pretty much doing everything as early as I could, and I just don't remember ever not thinking about a ball all day and having a ball at my feet whenever I could.
Between your youth career and then your time here at Santa Clara, that's a lot of soccer. Do you have one particular moment at any point throughout your career that stands out as a favorite on-field memory?
I think my first start, so we had a really rough start to the season my sophomore year, and then it was my first start against USF, and we won 2-1, I think, or 2-0, or 3-1, sorry, with a free kick in kind of the last couple of minutes. And just when we secured the third goal, it was near the end of the game, so we were pretty sure we had won, and just that final feeling of getting the first win of that season and my first start and everything just coming together was a really nice feeling for that season.
Yeah, Valdemar Anderson with the wonderful free kick. I remember that the scene on the sidelines was pretty cool. I'm sure the celebrations are always great, but can you kind of tap into that feeling and tell me what that memory was like of just huddling around everybody after Val scored that goal?
It's just a blur. Like, you don't even think about it. There's nothing going on in your mind except just you're screaming, and suddenly everyone's in a huddle together and everyone's screaming, and then suddenly you're back on the line. It's just like, it's not something you remember super clearly. It just kind of happened, and you remember being so emotional in the moment, and then it's over.
So if that's one of your favorite memories, tell me about something that maybe is a signature of your game or a particular kind of play that you really like to make or like to be a part of.
I think so. People call soccer the beautiful game. And for me, that's manifested most in kind of clean one-touch combinations and when you carve through a defense in that way. So definitely my favorite types of plays, my favorite types of soccer players, are when you just kind of weave your way through a team with these nice combinations and good movement and good play off one another. And you can, it makes the game look so easy and so beautiful that way. So those are definitely my favorites.
Last one for you, Sam. You said your dad was a Liverpool fan and you chose Newcastle as a youngster because...
So if you think about the names, I was something like 5 years old. You have a pool full of livers or you have a fresh Newcastle. And there was just clearly one winning choice between those two.
What's been one of your favorite memories watching Newcastle and being able to follow that team?
We had a crazy comeback versus Manchester City a while back, ended with a Cheick Tiote volley from like 30 yards out. I remember going wild when I watched that happen, because it's not often that a little fish gets to beat up against bigger fish like Man City.
Santa Clara's Sam Agosti, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
More of the Halftime Show coming up after this on the WCC Network.